Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
To Hammer Time. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop.
Stop.
Hammer Time.
Did, morning, Hammer.
Did Hammer tell you that I turned the tables on him with a Hammer Time question for him during our podcast?
Yo, you did?
Reverse Hammer Time.
Reverse Hammer Time during the Down at Our Rendezvous podcast.
I cannot. When's this thing going to be edited and
posted? It should
posted.
Be up by Friday.
Friday?
So, yeah, a couple of days.
3 days.
For maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see.
It's a perfect weekend podcast.
Yeah, weekend podcast. So
I need
the question,
it.
Before we get to Hammer's question,
yeah, what
I
was
you
yours?
To answer the question.
Okay.
Because I saw this on Twitter, and I was fascinated by it, and discussed it for a while with my wife and then other people. Would you rather win $5 million tomorrow or $100 million in 15 years' time?
Five tomorrow.
That's
dude,
what
that's what
said.
I said.
Yeah.
Done. It's a no-brainer.
I'm not trying to wait because for
bro.
Me, I want $5 million now because I want to be rich when I'm young.
100%.
I don't want to like wait. Yeah, I get that I get a lot more money and I'm better off like my family in the future.
How old will you be in 15 years, Hammer?
42.
Okay, that's ancient. I'm 44.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I might be dead by then. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, tomorrow's not promised
to
anybody.
I'm the only one who really strongly considers the $100 million option because...
You'll be 50, what, 56
I probably have
years
more
old?
Expensive taste than all of you, so I feel like I could use
fact.
The $100 million. And, you know, I've got two kids, so I want to pass on more to them.
Do you know how much money $5 million is worth? Yeah, like, you know how much...
Getting less and less every year.
That's true.
I mean, I've never seen it, but at the same time, inflation, you know, by the time you're... $65 million is probably,
that is
you know,
a, that's
half
a great,
of your salary.
That's a great
so.
Hammer Time question.
And I just moved to the Midwest where everything's cheaper, and I'd take that $5 million and really expand.
Expand it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hammer Time Pizza. He could open, like, pizza joints. Hammer's Pizza.
All right, but that was my question.
That's great.
This is your segment. This is your time to shine on Ben and Woods. What's your Hammer Time question today?
So my question is, like, what's your favorite memory? Kind of like growing up in school. You know, you had those school moments. For me, there was no better feeling than the excitement behind when you knew classes were going to get set up.
Yep.
And they used to post the class roster, like, outside of the front of the school. And the whole school used to show up at once to see what class we're in. And it was awesome because you'd look to see who was in your friends.
All your homies, yeah.
You always have the crush to see, like, oh, is this the chance I get to sit next to Jessica?
Right. God, you're right.
Oh, man, the excitement that built to see who was in your class. It was awesome.
That's such a good one. The first day of school was always pretty fun seeing, and we didn't do the roster, but you came in and you kind of had that anticipation. You had your new threads on, mine from Ross that my dad forced me to buy and against my will. But I would come in trying to look sharp, you know, fresh haircut. Be like, oh, look who's in my class, Megan Vendetti. All right,
yes.
This is the year. Here we go. Post up next to her, you know, see what's what. You're right. Those are good memories.
When I was in sixth grade, so this is before, obviously, high school, I remember they did a talent show every year for the whole school.
Yeah.
And they needed someone to be the MC, and they asked me to do it.
In sixth grade.
And I remember how nervous I was because I had never been on stage before, and I had all my little note cards to introduce all the acts and get up there. Probably ended up, looking back now, a formative moment in my life.
There's no doubt. Like, okay, so when you did it, and if you were to grade yourself, it's basically your very first performance ever. How did you think you did? You nail it?
Not terrific, but not bad.
You weren't like,
shaky? No. I was definitely not shaky. I practiced a lot, you know, rehearsed. I remember some of the acts. I remember the fourth grader who did the lip sync to Willie the Big Bopper Fisher, Great Balls of Fire.
Amazing.
There was the kindergarten duo who played the piano together. I don't know why, but definitely a memory that stands out from my school
that's
years.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. And then another honorable mention for me is, I used to take the bus to school.
Yeah,
so,
same.
And I was one of the last pickups. And there's no better feeling than when you get on that bus and you see all your boys.
Hey, what up?
And you're walking down the hall, dapping everybody up. Dude, you just feel like a superstar. Man, I just miss those kids.
There's like no bus travel anymore for kids
no.
to school.
Which I think is a good thing.
Well,
you get some meth head, you know, going 75.
Back in
the
day, everyone was busing, even early. I believe I bused like to kindergarten.
Well, at some point, busing became nerdy. I remember being like, I remember my mom's like, just catch the bus. I'm like, I'm not taking the bus, Mom. Only the dorks ride the bus.
I think one of the first times I took the bus, on the way home, I was too nervous to get off. And I ended up back at school.
Mom
had to come get me. Like, why didn't you get off?
I was terrified. Spot?
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. No one explained how the bus works.
He just rides around. He's sitting in the bus depot at 7:30. Where's Ben? Has anybody seen Ben? He's sitting there with his knapsack on.
It's like when SpongeBob stays on the bus and he goes all the way down in the deep parts.
That is, Ben, that is yet another fantastic piece of gold that I never would have imagined. That's brilliant, though. I love the thought of a sixth grade Ben Higgins preparing for weeks for this MC talent thing, and you got your cards. And what's the name of your school?
It was Parkdale Lane Elementary in Encinitas.
Welcome, fellow students of Parkdale Lane Elementary in Encinitas. I bet he sounded just like he does now, too.
Classic.
I bet he sounded like this since he was, you know. Six.
Same hairstyle.
Same hairstyle, yeah.
Little suit and tie.
Suit and tie, yeah. Suit and tie.
Dressed up, I definitely.
You got pictures of that? I bet Mama does. Nine.
Probably somewhere,
oh,
yeah. Probably
it.
Somewhere.
That is a hugely formative time in your life. Well done. All right, we got to go.
Stop. Hammer time.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.